It's All Things Money Matters on Rise FM Mid-Mornings, and we speak about being young, employed, but financially stuck alongside the founder of Musa Wengosi, a life coach, Musa Wengosi Sheba. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much, my sister. Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners of Rise FM.
Musa, what are we doing that is so wrong? We are young, we are employed, but we are financially stuck. Where are we getting it wrong?
Honestly, my sister, I will say it is not the size of the money, but the size of the mind. So when looking at money, obviously at times we focus much on how much is the person earning. But to be honest to ourselves is that the issue is the mindset. Because you may find Swamuti, many young people, they can say, I get paid, but I'm still broke. And there are common mistakes that we actually not focusing on. Number one, the issue of trying to fit in the society, the issue of trying to fit to a certain group, the issue that I want to be seen that I'm dressing smart, expensive clothes, that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, driving a beautiful car. Those are some of the aspects that leads us into financial crisis. Why? Because we struggle even to do what we call budgeting. Because failing to track our income and our expenses can lead to overspending and also financial stress.
But I mean, Musa, you get a lot of people who then will say to you, well, it's a very tough economy. We live in Cyril's economy and it's very tough. And I don't make enough to invest. I don't make enough to save. I don't make enough to help my parents back at home.
The issue is, my sister, it's living beyond means and trying to please everyone. You see, once you are able to track your income and your expenses, you can be able to understand that you don't need to spend more than what you earn, because that can lead you to debt and also financial difficulties. So what you need to do as a person is to accept that I am earning so much. Then you categorize your money. And you must also accept that you cannot be in a position to do everything. You cannot be able to do everything.
Yeah.
You see, why? Because when you are trying to do everything, that's when you miss the point. It can't be. It can't be. And you need to be honest to yourself, because you are not living to please people here, but the first person that you need to please is yourself. And the only thing that can help you to understand yourself, well, number one, you need to understand yourself. Number two, you need to understand and accept Guti, at this time I am in this situation. And the easy way out of this situation is to ensure that I categorize my finances correctly. If there are things that needs to wait, please make sure that they wait. The right time will come. This is life. You just have to trust God with the process. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, debt is a big issue. You know, there's store accounts, credit cards, black tax. How can young people manage or avoid falling into that debt trap?
Yes, it's a serious issue. And when you are employed for the first time, you get to work. Looking at the money, sometimes you are employed as an educator, you are employed as a nurse whatsoever, and you are looking at the size of the money, and you begin to think that, you know what, on this one I can make it. It's really making sense, especially when you don't have a family. But these things, you need to avoid them. Store accounts. If you feel that you are not disciplined, because you can still have store accounts and become disciplined. You can still have credit cards and become disciplined. So work out on the issue of discipline. Because all in all, my sister, the issue here is management. Everything lies on the issue of management. If you are not able to manage yourself, you cannot manage your finances, you see. So what is important is that when you do what we call self-management, if you get to the mall and you did not budget for something, don't buy it. If you get to the mall and you see that beautiful sneakers, but you did not budget for it, don't buy it. Even though you've got a credit card, even though you've got a store card account. Why? What is helping you there? It helps you to discipline explain yourself. Because you find many young people, they dress very smart to appeal to the society, but only to find that they do not afford whatever that which they are dressing, whatever that which they are wearing, whatever that which they are driving and everything. Why? Because you overcommit to please people that they don't even care about you. So the only thing that you need to do as a young woman, as a growing young man also, mm-hmm. on the issue of credit cards, store accounts and everything, you need to try. You need to try to be disciplined. You need to try to do self-management. Introspect yourself. You must understand, my sister, we need to agree that our fingers are not equal. Yeah. So we must agree to that. We are not the same. We are not doing the same job. True. Once you get to accept that, you must understand that you cannot build the same house as your neighbor as his dog. And also you cannot drive the same car that your neighbor is driving. We are not born from the same family. Our family backgrounds are not the same. So you need to allow yourself to go at your pace, not at the pace that people are setting for you.
Yes. I was about to say the very same thing, Musa, that we can make the same amount of money doesn't mean we can live the same life because we don't come from the same place. So I absolutely agree with
that.
We're running out of time. Advice that you would give to young professionals who want to build wealth early, even if they are not earning the amount of money they would want to earn when they are financially free.
Yes, that's true. My sister, we need to agree to ourselves that you find a person earning 5,000, but back at home having built a very beautiful house. You find a person earning 45,000, but back at home the person is sleeping in a bedroom. Why? What's the reason? It's because it's not the size of the money, it's the size of the mind, like I said before. Number one, if you want to build your life early as a young professional, there are things that you need to focus on. Number one, the issue, Sisam, we mustn't run away from the fact that alcohol is killing our young generation. Alcohol is killing our young generation. Because you get paid today, tomorrow you don't have money. Why? Because you do what we call impulsive spending. Impulsive spending, making impulsive purchases can lead to financial stress and regret. And also, if you want to be effective and to build wealth early as a young professional, number one, you need to create what we call a budget. You must be able to create, to track your income, expenses, your income and expenses in order to make informed financial decisions. That's number one. Number two, prioritize needs over wants. Distinguish between essential expenses and discretionary spending. You do not spend unnecessarily. Once you fix the issue of your spending, don't spend beyond your means. Then you can be able to start your life and to build your life, your wealth early as a young professional. And also the issue of saving regular. The issue of saving regular, my sister, we need to agree that it's not that you need to save more. No. You save what you afford. But at the end of it all, you are saving, you see. We must learn from the end, as Islam. Because the end, every time, if it is not a favorable season for the end, during winter, you cannot see end. But during summer, you can see ends all over. They do, they gather the food, they gather everything, and they store the food so that when the time comes, when they no longer have the capacity for gathering the food, they can be able to eat whatever that which they've been storing. So what is important also is to set aside a portion of money for emergencies, for retirement, and long-term goals. And also, we need to invest wisely. Invest wisely. You can invest in property business. It's very, very important. You differentiate or distinguish between assets over liabilities is very important. Also, consider investing in diversified portfolio to achieve long-term financial growth. And also, the issue of building good credits is one. When we start working, what we do as young people, young women, young men, what we do, we overcommit ourselves on credit and only to find we don't make a payment on time. Then gradually we are building a wrong and a rotten credit profile, only to find that now we are growing and we really need loans. We are growing, we need to buy bonds, and we're no longer qualifying. Why? Because our credit profile is already dented. And also, our people, they need to avoid what we call high interest debt. You need to be cautious when using credit cards and also prioritize paying off high interest debt. You see, sometimes it's nice when you borrow a loan. It's nice when you buy on credit. It's very interesting. It's nice you get this thing now, but only to find that you must remember that you still need to pay it. And also, one thing that can make us to start to create wealth early is to seek financial education. You cannot do this alone. You need people to help you do it. Yes, my sister.
Absolutely. Musa, let's park it here for today. Thank you very much for coming on to the show. Where can people find you on our social media platforms?
Thank you very much. On Facebook, I am Musa Vitalishiba. Then on TikTok, I am Musa Wenkosi, life coach. And also on the 30th of August, I'll be launching my book, which is titled Mental Poverty Outcomes Exposed, at Capello Witbank. People can come in numbers, 460 single ticket, then 660 for a couple. Yes, my sister.
Thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Rise FM.
Youth Month on Rise FM.
Hi, my name is Ubafana. Okuhle nomuso kuyangilandela. As we celebrate Youth Month, ngithanda ukuthi bonke abantu abasha, you need to rise against every situation, rise against every obstacle, rise against every negativity. Uhlale wazi ukuthi wena you are powerful, you are strong. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, asishe.
Echoes of 1976, voices of today. Youth Month on Rise FM. Mpumalanga, asishe.